something they wear, the Malaysian people, okay? Or if you saw the Yemeni people, they wear something. It's not a skirt. It looks like a skirt for a woman. But it's something similar, almost like a skirt for a woman. But this is not exactly the same. It's different type of materials. The closer thing I can tell you, like when somebody go for Hajj and they wrap this towel around himself, okay? It's two pieces, one in the shoulder and one around the waist, okay? So this is the izar. This is izar, and this is one of the things that the people before they used to wear during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a man dress. The qamis, which we call it soap today, okay, used to be known, but common things used to be also the izar, the rabbit round the waist, okay? They don't have this, all this other clothes, pants and underwear and these things, okay? They have these things to wrap around themselves, and basically this is what they got, okay? Simple life, they don't. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to what? Command her or order her to put this izar round her, which will cover from the navel to the knees. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will caress me, that means mubashara. And mubashara, that means the skin touching the skin, or the body touching the body. And this shows you the permissibility of a man having the right to touch his wife during the time of menses and being with her, with exception of intercourse. And this action from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is an action, is not an order for us, okay? But it's better. It's better. So, and we're going to say why it's better, why it's not must, okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask Aisha to do this, that put in this izar, and after this he will sleep with her without having intercourse with her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explained to us in Quran, this, I try to give you the number of the verse to show you why we didn't use this. We use this to be better, but it's not a must. Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse 222, okay? That فَاَعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ. السير المحيد اسم لمكان الحيض وهذا هو منطوق النص. So they ask you, Muhammad, concerning menses, said it is adha, it is impurity, or it is harm, harmful, okay? فَاَعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ. So stay away from women in Mahid. And the Mahid is the name for the place of the Hayd itself. Okay? The private part itself is the Hayd. Okay? So Allah said, stay away from the woman from this part only. Okay? So the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it can show in us what is better. Because maybe the person doesn't control his desire and he may exceed. So it will be better that to satisfy himself with his wife while she has this izar. But let's assume that somebody, okay, he decides to satisfy himself with his wife without the izar. We could not say that he's doing something haram, okay? As long as he did not have intercourse with her. And you can check this verse, inshallah, later on in Surah number 2, verse number 222. And there is another evidence, which you can see this in collection of Imam Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, اصنعوا كل شيء غير نكاح. That you may do everything that you want or you desire except intercourse. Okay? So, this shows us that the the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking Aisha to have izar, and after this he will satisfy himself with her while she has the izar, is not a must. And if somebody did something different from this, he will be doing something haram. No, we say that this will be better, okay? But if a person decides to do something different, as long he avoid the private part, this he is in safe, inshallah. Hadith 124 عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الذي يأتي امرأته وهي حائض قال يتصدق بدينار أو بنصف دينار رواه الخمسة وصححه الحاكم وابن القطان ورجع غيرهما ووفقه. The hadith, some of the scholars said, is موقوف. The hadith first in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi, Nisa'i and Ahmad ibn Majah. Sheikh al-Albani said is marfu', authentic. Okay? And this hadith concerning a person that who had intercourse with his wife during her menses, that he have to give a sadaqah, which is going to act like a means of expiation for his wrong doing, okay, that he have to give a dinar or half dinar. Some of the scholars explain about the dinar, if it's the beginning of the menses, and half dinar if it's towards the end of the menses. Does it say how much is the dinar here? No? Welcome to the club. I don't know if you about the equivalent approximately. Do you have any idea? Yeah? Tarif dinar al dahab? Approximately. $70? About $70. Okay. Brother Mu'tasim, what? Yes, yes. He's saying equivalent approximately to about $70. Narration for Muhammad Busarsur. Al Muntasir wal Mu'tasim. He said that is about $70. Okay. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay. Before I go to this, anybody know the gram gold? How much cost approximately? Gram. $14. Okay. 1 gram, yes. Okay, 15 multiplied by 4, 6. You're close enough. Okay. Say a dinar, which is gold currency that they used to use, and the Islamic dinar equivalent to 4.25 gram of gold. Dinar, Islamic dinar, equivalent to 4.25 gram of gold. So if we say the gram of gold approximately about $15, to multiply this by 4.25 will be approximately about 60 something, about $70. Okay, and this is does not give you the permission that you go and have sex with your wife while she have her menses. Because we read in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, they question you Muhammad concerning menses, so tell them that it's something harmful. So stay away from women during menses, that means from the place where the menses comes out. And don't come to them until they are pure. And if they are purifying themselves, that means after menses is over and they take a shower, so now come to them in the manner which Allah show you. So when Allah said فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءِ, stay away, okay, that means that it's haram for a man to have intercourse with his wife during menses. But if he did, the expiation will be what? Giving the sadaqah of 1 dinar. لِلْرَجُلْ. نعم. What hadith we were talking about? 125? Okay, 125, page 59. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أليس إذا حاضت المرأة لم تصلي ولم تصم. Okay, Okay, it say narrated Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is it not the case that a woman in her menstruation period neither prays nor fasts? Agreed. Okay. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim also. Okay. In the book of al-Iman. And that from this hadith we understand that a woman during her menses she could not pray, neither she can fast. And if she did so, is not acceptable from her. Welcome back, brother. You made it? Jazakallah khairan. Allah bless you. Hadith 126 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت لما جئنا سرف حطوا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم افعلي ما يفعل الحاج غير أن لا تطوفي بالبيت حتى تطهري. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Muslim. Okay, that what happened that Aisha when they was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they reach this station called Sirif, which is close to Mecca, her menses came to her and she was upset about it, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her for her to perform her duty like any haji, with one exception that she don't make tawaf around the Kaaba until her menses is over. Okay, so for a woman who have her menses, she perform the obligation of Hajj the same like any other person, with one exception that she don't go around the Kaaba. She doesn't go around the Kaaba, and where her menses is over, she will take her shower and go and perform the tawaf. Brother, we don't need to make any commercialize for medicine here. I know you study medicine. Yeah, it's so. The brother telling that women can take certain medicine now which delay or stop or make it overlap over other menses. It's the scholars in general talk about this, and this is permissible for the woman to talk some medicine like this is okay. Okay? Hadith 127, page number 60. وعن معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه excuse me, أنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يحل للرجل من امرأته ويحائط فقال ما فوق الإزار. Okay, ما فوق الإزار. The hadith is weak, so we are not going to be bothered with it, because we read already other hadith which is sufficient to show the permissibility of a man satisfying himself with his wife during their menses, and the mannerism of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking his wife to have a izar around her waist and to enjoy what's be above the navel and what under the knees. But this for better, but it is permissible that he can also enjoy himself with her all over her body with exception of having intercourse. So this hadith 127, we're going to leave it alone because the hadith itself is weak. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كانت النفساء تقعد على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد نفاسها 40 يوما رواه الخمسة إلا النساء. Now this is one of the other types of blood that we talk about. Three kind of blood. One is the menses, one is the istihada, and one is what? After childbirth. So this is talk nifas. Nifas is the blood coming after a woman delivering a baby. So after her delivery, I don't know why I say delivering a baby. What else a woman can deliver? You know, sometimes. This hadith, which is classified to be Hassan, and the hadith in the collection of Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, as well as Al-Baghawi, Sunan Al-Baghawi. Okay, and the hadith is telling us كانت النفساء تجلس على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 40 يوما. أم سلمة is relating to us about women after childbirth, they used to stay for 40 days, and it seems that this is telling us that this is the maximum period for a woman to wait without making salah. of having intercourse or fasting, okay, after delivering a baby. Again, I say delivering a baby. After her delivery, maximum period of time. But if a woman get to find herself clean after a week, after 2 weeks, it's for her to take a shower and start to perform her prayer and other obligation. Okay? And this also will be a different from a woman to woman. But if the blood go after 40 days, the 40 days, this will be the end and the maximum. She take a shower and try to perform and start to perform her obligation as usual. So the menses, the nifasa is the blood, nifas is the third type of blood that comes from the womb after childbirth. The condition of this blood is impure. You have to remove it, clean it from the parts, from the clothes, from the prayer area. The prohibition for the woman during this period, the same like menses. That means she could not have intercourse with her husband. She could not pray. She could not fast. She could not go around the Kaaba for tawaf. Okay? All these things. And that the woman, if she see cleanliness, okay, that by taking a cotton or something and she put it in her private parts and looked at the cotton to see if there is any effect of blood. If the cotton comes clean, that means that is no more bleeding. She will go and take a full bath or a full shower, and after this she will fulfill her obligation from salah and fasting and other things. And the nufasa, or the woman who have nifas, she doesn't make up for the prayer. Neither the woman who have a menses. Wa alaykum as-salam. A woman who have a menses, she doesn't make up for the prayer that she missed. The woman after having her child and she's bleeding, she will make up the fasting only. She don't make up the salah. Okay? Now, by this, inshallah, we finish chapter number 10. Concerning menses and bleeding. If anybody have any question, you may feel free to ask now before inshallah we close the class. After Maghrib, there is going to be discussion concerning any issues that you want to discuss, community business, the conference, whatever that you want to talk about it. But officially the class is over, and the next few minutes is going to be for questions. Umm Ali, she could not leave until she have to make a tawaf, because maximum period of the menses, how long? 7 days, let's say even 10 days. Okay, she have to wait until make tawaf. She could not. Allah knows best. You need to find a big sheikh to ask him this question. Fadal akhi. Dam al-Bukhara, he has nothing. The brother asking about blood that comes after removing what you call this the hymen. Jazakallah khair. Okay, this blood is impure, but this doesn't stop the woman from making salah, neither stop the woman from having intercourse with her husband. She will wash her private parts, make wudu, and make a regular salah. Any other question? You don't understand what he was talking about, sister? Okay, when a girl never have intercourse before, okay, and this what you call she's still a virgin. Now when her husband comes to her the first time, some as a result of removing this little tiny, we call it like rishawa or a veil, hymen. The brother said it in English, so, huh? Hymen, okay? As a result of this will be a bleeding. But this bleeding, although it have to be washed, cleaned, but this doesn't stop the man having intercourse with his wife, neither it stops the woman of performing the salah or fasting. Any other question concerning this subject? Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And by this, inshallah, we finish chapter 10 from the book of Bulugh al-Maram. Next week, inshallah, with chapter 11, and this is going to be Tuesday at 7 o'clock, inshallah. The new chapter will be what? chapter 1 will be a new book, Kitab al-Salah, the book of Salah, inshallah. Yes, Mujahid. Jazakallah khairan, akhi. Right, we'll close now, inshallah, and officially the class is finished. Any business, community business, will be discussed after Salat al-Maghrib. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiraka, atubu ilayk. And Allah knows best.